I'm trying to say is, full stop, Tech Tides and Timberlines.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible.
We do have lots of brilliant solutions.
I agree.
No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings.
Let's do it.
Tech Tides and Timberlines.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome.
Oh, there it is.
I had it on CD too.
Oh, you're trying to play a CD?
Come on,
what is this, 1997? Come on.
Intentions, George. Intentions.
All the intentions in the world. And when it comes down to it, it's what you do with those intentions.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
That's true. Good intentions.
There it is.
Yeah.
So this is, what episode is this?
This is episode 5.
No.
Yep. Episode 5.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure.
You're right. It is 5.
I feel like we've been doing this for 2 months now.
I feel like it's been my whole life. I feel like I just don't know, man. Yeah, oh, today we're going to try to figure out how to run this mini drone as well.
So we have a few things we're going
to
do today.
I've got a mini drone in the studio that I'm going to try to make work. Because if you've been tuning into our other episodes, because I know you all have, everybody who's listening to now is loyal listeners and have listened to literally every single episode. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Yeah,
Dad, for sure. I know you're listening.
You're definitely listening. Your dad is definitely listening.
Yeah.
My dad, maybe. Depends on if he's got golf tonight or not. I don't know.
To shout out to good old Pops, building in loans, buddy. I don't know if anyone else will get that quote, but...
Building in loans?
Yeah.
I kind of understand that.
Do you?
Yeah, like when you're building stuff, of course you're going to take out a loan. Is that what you mean?
Reliable.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Building in loans? Yeah. Taking out a loan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's from a movie.
Yeah,
a classic black and white film.
What?
Usually you watch it during Christmas. Some of our listeners might catch it.
Are you talking about The Christmas Story?
No.
No.
No. But you'll shoot your eye out with that
one. I mean, the only Christmas movie I watch is, we already covered this, The Thing, because that's, you know, the ultimate Christmas movie. I mean, other than Die Hard, of course.
That's definitely controversial.
What? It's definitely a Christmas movie. Okay, well, let's not get into that. I mean... Let's just play music.
Okay.
This is very thematic to our show anyway, so enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
I love that song.
It's literally like, it's my favorite MGMT song. And it's old. Like, I think it's like 20 years old now. Feels like it's 20 years old. I think
20 years old.
Electric Feel by MGMT.
Feels like it just came out in 2008.
I'll tell you when it came out.
What year is it right now?
Oh, what is time? What is the year?
Can you believe
it? Came out in 2007.
Oh, gosh.
It's the year of it. It's not quite 20 years old, but it's like 17 years old. So
17 years.
How old are you? Where are you born, Quinn?
I feel like I'm 21.
I mean,
I always feel like I'm 21 years old. Turning 22. My birthday's coming up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man.
Gemini.
You know, I guessed that of you. And no, not to a negative degree. I just mean, like, you know, Geminis are a different breed.
Oh,
just like us Cancers, yeah. We're a bit of a different breed, too. You know?
Yeah,
it's, you know, I don't know if there's much credence to. Well, you know, if you're of the scientific mind, you know, is there credence to, you know, where the moon is positioned when you're born? I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
I mean, I've seen a few books where it's like, oh man, that's me. Oh. But I don't know if I'm, like, projecting onto that or not, or if it's real. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I feel like that comes back to our perhaps previous word of the day, intentions.
Oh, right. Intentions.
Yeah.
Like for example, I intend to talk about fungus tonight.
And I intended to read the script. Before I showed up to the...
I did the send radio. You a show outline. Yeah. Quinn skimmed it. It's fine.
I skimmed it on my drive to work this morning.
And that's okay, because, you know, I bet while you were in the forest, wandering around aimlessly, you had some thoughts in your head.
I did have some thoughts, yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was a good day. Nice and sunny.
Rained a little bit today, though.
Rained a bit?
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. Didn't rain on the weekend, though. For camping.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was your camping trip this weekend?
Well, I went out to the Nass Valley, and it was beautiful. It's this valley in kind of northern BC, where 230 years ago-ish, a volcano erupted. And the entire valley was covered in molten magma. It was crazy. So we went out there and there's like, you know, just like literally a lake of lava rock and like trees sporadically popping out of the lava rock. And there's hot springs that we went to.
That's so cool.
We went to the museum there. And I guess when the volcano erupted, the indigenous population that was there, like 2,000 people just like instantly gone.
Oh, wow.
Because of the, I guess, the poisonous gas and stuff. It's crazy. So, you know, the remnants, the people that actually got to safety are kind of like the people who are descendant who still live there. Very cool.
That's pretty close, isn't it? A couple hours away?
Yeah, it's about two, I want to say 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so drive to Terrace and then drive north of Terrace, like about an hour, like 45. Mm-hmm. So it's close. It's like, you don't think like... You know, northwestern BC, there'd be like active volcanoes, but apparently that's a thing. And I was talking to another person who was camping there this weekend, and we were complaining about the fact that they are not leveraging geothermal like we talked about previously.
They must have heard our show.
Because if you want to grow crops in the north, like, you're not going to grow them, like, in the wintertime. But if you had geothermal to keep them warm, man, your growing season's going to be crazy.
Oh.
Grow all the food you want. Forget certain specific large grocery chains that I'm currently boycotting. I'm not going to name any names, but I'm currently boycotting them.
I got permission.
You did? Okay.
Sort of.
Okay, that's good. Well, there's a Reddit group that's... spearheading the boycott of said organization.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, 10 years ago, if you look at food costs, it's a tough go.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Price of flour, for example. Okay. So I went into the store yesterday and I saw at a different store, like $4 for a big 2.5 kilogram bag of flour.
Yeah.
I go into the said store and they're like, on sale for $4, regular $9.
Yeah.
Double the price there is their regular price. And it's on sale for the regular price.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's, there's,
yeah. Makes you think you want to start growing all of your own food,
yeah,
and creating some sort of, like, I know, dare I say, communist type society where you share your and trade your products and stuff. Not that I advocate communism. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, man, we better start, like, getting back to basics and growing our own food.
Like,
that's what I mean.
People being local.
Yeah, local.
Feeding local.
Yeah.
Producing local, buying local.
I mean, yeah, you can say that until you start wanting, as something that I talked about with my neighbor as well while I was camping.
Yeah.
It's all well and good until you need coffee. And then it's like, oh man, where are you going to get your coffee? You going to drink fungal coffee? I'm not going to drink fungal coffee.
I am one of the lucky ones, and I do not have an addiction to coffee.
Lucky man. Because
I know.
I've tried that brown mushroom substitute coffee stuff, yeah. And it's not the same. It's not the same.
Is it chewy?
It just doesn't, it's not good.
No.
Well, I mean, I'm sure some people like it because some people like weird stuff. And I'm sure your taste buds will get used to it after a while, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't see myself getting used to that.
Yeah.
Earthy taste.
When I get up, roll out of bed in the morning, and, you know, the average listener might be thinking, coffee. I think energy.
What does that mean?
I think of the energy that flows through my body, and then I get all excited and wound up and feels like I'm on coffee.
That sounds like a meditation almost, like a.
I bet you
go to bed early too and get up early. You granola.
I like staying up late.
Yeah, that's true. Me too. I stay up way too late.
We've stayed up.
Yeah, we stayed up late.
Late before.
Way too late.
Yeah.
Watch, looking at the stars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello.
Your background music started to play ads. Well, you know what? That's a sign.
That's a sign that I've talked the talk.
Yeah, and I've got some more music for you guys. And this is brand new.
Oh, yes. Brand new music. Do you want to introduce it? Or
yeah, it's called Don't Make Me Make Believe by Sound and Shape. And you guys are listening to 93.9 CICK. Smithers Radio.
Saw the bastards disappear inside the woods, huddled by a foolish man.
You're listening to CICK 93.9, Smithers Community Radio, on unceded Cassia territory of the Gidimden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
Now you just gotta learn how to say that much quicker. I don't think I could say that much quicker, though. It's my mouth doesn't make those words very well. I just butcher every time I say it. It's awful. I'm working on it, though. You say it very well.
Slow.
It's slow. We have to enunciate. So what are we listening to? That was just Standing Ovation by Tara Maze. So good. Like that, yeah. That guitar solo?
Yeah.
That was great.
And before that, you guys listened to, that was, where is it here? We're listening to right now. We're listening to, Mario and Chill. Oh, that's great. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I've been tree planting the past couple of weeks for work, and I've been listening to this stuff. Oh. It's so good. It just keeps me going.
Well, we were listening to Synth Tendo last time, which is basically just like...
It's the same stuff. I think it's probably... I got it from the last episode, and I've just been listening to it the whole time.
I mean, it's pretty great. It's like good background music.
Yeah.
You do whatever you're doing.
Like, yeah.
You could be gardening. You could be like, I don't know, programming. You could be like...
Is this real life, or is this a video game?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, is this?
I feel like real life is just the game, the good game.
Well, I mean, according to some, not me, this is a video game.
Literally. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Ones and zeros.
Yeah. Close your eyes. Do you see ones and zeros?
No.
No, neither do I. Sometimes I see fractals, though. No, oh, don't tell anybody. Anyway, we were talking about, fungus. Oh, speaking of fractals, fungus.
Fungus.
Yeah, so mycelium-based materials.
Man, tell me more.
Yeah, okay. So apparently there's companies like Ecovative Design that are using mycelium, which is, as you know, the root structure of fungi, which is what we're talking about tonight, to create biodegradable packaging materials as an alternative to plastic.
I think I've seen those before, like takeaway containers
and
stuff like that.
Anything you could use really cardboard or packaging for, like, and make out of mushrooms.
That's so cool.
There's a process where they put them, they form them, and they put them into an oven, and it cooks, bakes them into a packaging material. Super
That's
cool.
Great. That's awesome.
They're also using mycelium to produce strong, lightweight, and sustainable building materials. So apparently there's a company called MycoWorks and The Living that are pioneering these mycelium-based bricks for insulation.
Ooh.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's
crazy.
So cool.
There's also leather alternatives, like mycelium-based leather alternatives. So... apparently MycoWorks is also, and Bolt Threads, they're leading this innovation in products that are basically versatile threads and wear. Like you could be rocking
like pleather.
Yeah, you could be rocking on your crotch rocket a like super sweet red mycelium jacket.
That's so cool.
Doing Michael Jackson dances and stuff, you know.
I wonder how long it would last. Probably
I don't know. Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's probably not going to last. Like, it's not going to be like an after the bomb, you wear the leather and that's the only thing you wear for the rest of your life kind of stuff.
No.
But with disposable fashion, the way it is.
Yeah, if you could get 5 years out of it, that would be great.
Yeah.
I find a lot of the clothes that I'm buying these days, you get a hole in it after a year or two.
I know, it's crazy. Well, I've been looking at what can I, there was a poem or a some pop culture kind of monologue where the guy is like, yeah, and then you put on the clothes that you'll wear for the rest of your life. And I'm like, I want clothes like that.
Yeah.
I want some like thick, like maybe cowhide or something. And that would be cool if it was in style. And it's probably pretty cool too. Like old cowboys used to wear like big cow hide jackets, and they'd stay cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime because it's just like big and heavy and awesome. But it's probably not very good for like, I don't know, skiing or like biking or like really anything that you have to move your body in other than sitting on a horse.
Yeah. I gotta say, if you know what, you can find very cheap clothing at New to You.
Oh yeah, in town.
Yeah, I love thrift shopping. Do you like thrift shopping?
Yeah, I do. Actually, you can find some really cool clothes. I found some pretty cool clothes there.
This jacket, $250, and well, I got it in Terrace, but
okay.
And well, this brand new shirt had the price tag still on it. $250.
That brand new, that's looking pretty good on you, Quinn.
Okay, I'll
better zip up your jacket. Holy moly, he's showing me his flannel. Oh jeez. Okay, guys, I gotta calm down here.
It's too hot.
too much.
No.
So speaking of fungus, beyond what we were talking about, like fungal clothing.
Yeah.
Well, of course, antibiotics and antivirals are like not a new thing with fungus, but you know, pretty amazing. But going into immunotherapy and cancer treatment now. Apparently, there's this fungi like turkey tail or reishi. They're rich in polysaccharides that have shown promise in boosting the immune system and potentially aiding in cancer treatment. Whoa.
Turkey tail is so cool. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's very plentiful. Well, that's the thing with fungi. Like, one of the first things to come to our planet or to develop on our planet.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's going to be here well after we're gone.
Yeah.
Fungus.
Pretty amazing.
Maybe that's our evolution. We're going to become fungus.
That'd be pretty cool.
We'll evolve into fungus. Back into fungus, I mean.
Yeah. Like one. Yeah, that's what I heard about.
Start
that.
As fungus, end as fungus.
How is it? We technically are more related to fungus than.
Than what?
I don't know.
Than plants.
Plants.
Normal plants, yeah. You're right. We are. Because fungus are like half between the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, if you want to get it based like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the cross between, which is pretty crazy. Although there are some animals in the sea that can take on the properties of both plants and animals, like those nudibranches, where they like eat something and then they like, well, for example, they can put like, they eat like a sea anemone, and they can like take those like poisonous darts and then put them on their back.
Oh,
or they'll eat certain plankton and then they'll absorb the photosynthetic properties of it.
That's so cool.
And they start absorbing energy that way. Like, what? Yeah. This animal evolves. Just like weird. So weird.
On what it eats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So beyond that, so talk about cancer treatment and immunology help. There's also bioremediation. So funguses cleaning up pollution.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, of course, environmental pollutants. There's mycoremediation, it's called, using fungus to degrade toxic chemicals, heavy metals, and plastic waste.
Oh.
Yeah. And oil spills, in fact.
Oh, wow.
So there's a certain fungi that can break down hydrocarbons, which is crazy. What? Mm-hmm. It can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It can improve your soil. There's, you know, mycorrhizae fungi, which is its symbiotic relationships with plants, enhancing nutrients uptake, improving soil structure, and increasing plant resistance to disease. What?
Yeah.
Just goes on and on.
That's like, awesome.
Like mushrooms, man. And you know, anybody who's a mushroom expert, you look at them and they look just crazy. They look just insane. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? But I've got a fungus book, and this guy on it, he's got a picture of himself.
Yeah.
He looks nuts.
I mean, that's so...
It's true.
Once you... When you pick... Is it the fellow with the trumpet?
Yeah. He's just looking at the camera, and he's just got this maniacal grin on his face.
If you and me ever go mushroom picking, and you find a mushroom...
I'll need to bring a trumpet with me, of course.
I'm taking your picture.
Oh, my God.
Once you find a mushroom, I feel like you look exactly like that man for the next, like, 2.5 hours.
It could be. Or it could be just, like... The more you dig into mushrooms, the further down that spiral you go. the more you understand about them.
Yeah.
Like, for example, microcomputing. These people who are creating computers, or was it here? Microcomputing, yeah. What? So it's apparently the rind-like skin produced by a wood-eating fungus turns out to be a flexible, strong, and biodegradable substitute for plastic circuit boards and electronics.
Oh, wow.
So according to Popular Science magazine, there's like, they're trying to create... What did the
Popular Science magazine? It's pretty popular.
It is very popular. So the heading is, inside the lab that's growing mushroom computers, lead researcher says he's planning to make a brain from mushrooms.
Like a motherboard brain or like
I guess so. I mean, if you think about it, like, I don't know if you watch Star Trek, but there's that new series where they like travel the mycelia universe or something. It's like a new form of faster than light travel.
Is it the cartoon one?
No. It's like Discovery.
Discovery. I don't know if it's new episodes.
Well,
I watched the old Discovery.
I want to say it's like not Discovery.
What am Picard?
I
thinking?
No.
The third season of Picard.
No. It's a new one. Oh. It's like they're in a science vessel, and they travel this like.
I think you're right. Discovery.
I think it's called Discovery.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me on that.
I think you're right.
Anyway. The point is the universe is made up of a mycelium network. You can just travel through space and time that way. And they end up going into an alternate universe. It's crazy. So watch out for those mushrooms. Anyway, I think I'm done talking about mushrooms right now. I don't want to start looking like that mushroom guy on that book because he looks nuts.
He very creative human being. If that mushroom that he's found. Oh man, what an exciting man. I love that book.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It's a really good book. There's a whole bunch of really good mushroom books. I love mushrooms.
I don't know. I don't trust myself enough to pick a mushroom and eat it because some mushrooms are amazing. Some mushrooms will just make you in pain until you die.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
So unless you know what you're doing, I guess you don't really want to eat mushrooms. You're fine.
When you look at me, Jordy, do you think I look like that guy?
Sometimes when you look at me, Quinn, I'm not going to lie. Get that look in your eyes. Hey, you told me about this song that I've put onto this playlist.
Yep. Which one was it?
By Guster.
Oh, yeah.
Witness Tree.
Oh, guys. Guster has come out with a new album. Oh. How long has Guster not had a new album? For many years now. So I was so excited. It came out maybe a week ago.
Can I confess something to you?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Guster.
No way.
Never heard of them.
I'll have to play a couple of classics.
Okay, well, let's play this one.
Yeah, let's
this
do...
This new one.
Let's do this found. New one. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's
yeah, do it. Okay. Okay, right. that sounds good.
All right.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. We Jordy and I really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you. Oh, and when we come back, I'm going to try to make this drone... work. We were talking about drones last week, about using them to spread tree seeds and stuff in the forest, just like reforesting after a fire and such. And I thought it'd be appropriate to try to get this thing working.
Dirty brought a drone.
I might put seeds in here, and I don't know how it's going to work in this studio. Glenn might get angry at us spreading seeds all over the place, but I don't even care. I'm just going to do it.
We could throw some seeds outside too.
Yeah.
Like along the grass. We could fly the drone.
It's more chaotic if we do it inside though.
Yeah. Yeah.
For chaos and anarchy.
And we're going to be live.
Live.
So when you guys can be here with us while Jordy flies the drone, which is so cool.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. Here you go.
I had a vision. I heard a boom in the sky. I heard a voice from the other side. She said to me, we're built of opposites, wild and bold extreme. A rise and fall, now jubilee. We built the world this far, but it's not the world we need. Tell me, witness tree. Tell me what you see.
tell me what you see. Tell me what you see.
Man, I sure could use a coffee. I could really go for a coffee right now.
Hi, sir. I only have mushroom coffee.
Mushroom coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Straight
out of the train car.
You know, Bugwood Bean wouldn't have mushroom coffee.
I don't know.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Did you know that Bugwood Bean's actually... They even sponsor radio, like local community radio?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. And they don't have crappy mushroom fungus tea. They only have delicious, like, straight bean, beautiful coffee. I think they also have fluffies, which are like little, like, things for the kids that just, like, are just, like, fluffed milk. Do you have fluffed milk?
No, sir.
I didn't even think so. Well, you know, they're lovely, and they support community radio, and, man, that's really what it's all about. Thanks, Bugwood Bean.
We'll be right back. turn the die, feel the flow. Tektites and timber lines, talking about the things we grow. Fungus in the grand design, from the forest to the lab. Nature's secret craft, multi-purpose miracles in every spore and graft. Fungus rise to the sky, tektites and timber lines, healing powers in the night, oh the way they intertwine.
Yeah, like my rave track about our radio show.
That is so sick. That is awesome. If you're listening right now and you just heard that song was amazing.
It was one of a kind.
Thanks, Jordy.
One of a kind produced. Thanks. Just for our fungal radio show, yeah. On fungus. So apparently advances in DNA sequencing have led to the discovery of numerous new fungal species, enhancing our understanding of the fungal diversity and evolution itself.
Oh man.
Apparently, I was talking about earlier, the fungal symbiosis with plants and animals are revealing some complex ecological interactions that are crucial for ecosystem health. So, like, literally, it's everywhere, my friend.
Everywhere. Yep. It's in everything.
It's in everything.
That's so amazing.
The fungus surrounds us. It binds us. It's almost like, it's like a force.
Oh,
it's like a force itself.
Like an energy.
Maybe the force is just fungus.
Hidden energy.
Yeah. So.
The force.
Just so you know. They were a little bit off. They should have just said it was, it's, you know, when they talk about midichlorians, they just mean fungus spores.
That's maybe. So cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's so cool.
I'm making suppositions, of course.
Yeah.
But, anyway. Yeah. Hey, I should remind you, apart from the really dope trance beat that I just played for us, before that, we actually had some new Canada content.
CanCon.
New
Get
CanCon.
The CanCon, yeah. In there. Listen up.
So that was Intervals, and the song was called Neurogenesis.
Whoa.
What a great name.
That was great. We were imagining while it was playing that we were in an anime.
Yeah, it sounded very anime.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be in a giant mech shooting mini missiles at my enemies. Or, like, powering up. Or, like, I don't know.
Bunch of electronic weaponry or something.
Yeah, a transformation sequence, definitely.
Yeah.
Or, like, a combination sequence where, like, robots come together to form something bigger. Or, like, I don't know. Or like some really sad.
It would be so cool to see some anime mushrooms, like fast mushrooms. Spores flying everywhere, mushrooms growing big.
I feel like that was a Pokemon episode.
Really?
It must have been. I mean, they've got Pokemon and everything. I mean, there's definitely.
They take advantage of the mushroom.
There's episode. Definitely Pokemon mushrooms, yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a superhero that ate mushrooms and got like super powered?
Isn't that Popeye?
No, he eats spinach, dude.
Oh.
That was spinach. It wasn't mushrooms. Mind you, I bet you there's mushrooms somewhere in the spinach.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually looking it up.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. You're listening to Tech Tides and Timberlines with myself, Quinn, and Jordy.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. And, you know, next episode, we might be talking about more things to do with, probably not mushrooms.
No.
That was this episode. Next episode, we might talk about canoe trips.
Yeah.
We might talk about
nature.
Nature. Yeah. We actually might call. Oh, you know what? You know what number I actually picked up?
What?
I've got the phone number. I literally have the phone number for David Attenborough.
No.
Swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
I'm
not going to tell you how I got it, but I have upon good sources that this is his direct cell right to him.
So we can guarantee that we're going to call him.
We're going to call him.
Next episode.
Yeah, which might happen sooner than you think.
Yeah, if you're listening.
If you keep listening.
Yeah.
Don't turn that dial.
I can't wait to talk to David. I
got some questions for him.
I'm really so excited.
That's cool.
And I'm also excited about this. Are we going to do this?
Oh.
Or should we do this next step?
Just turn it on. I'm going to turn it on.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to try this drone out.
We got about 5 minutes left, and Jordy is...
By the way, I'm going to end us on a metal track too, by the way.
Firing up the drone here. It's about the size of... half the size of my cell phone.
Yeah, it's pretty
small.
And
it's got a camera on it. It's actually pretty cool.
Now will it go? That's the question. Press buttons.
Oh.
It beeps a lot. I don't think it's going to go. It beeped twice.
No.
No, it's not going.
No.
That's okay. Next episode, we'll get it going. And it'll basically just be this loud drone noise in your ear. So look forward to that.
Loud drone noise.
No, probably not.
In your
ear. Yeah.
In our ear.
Right, write it down. All right. We're going to end on...
smoke us.
We're going to end on ginger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their most famous, wonderful track.
I've never heard of ginger before.
Oh, well, enjoy this. All right. Good night, guys. Well, I'll see you in a few anyway. Not good night. Thank you.
slashing when the winter.
Painful tortures, long-cutting demons of callous men.